by the Africana mine bosses in the early part of the 20th century.
What was the name of it again?
Fanakolo. F-A-N-A-K-O-L-O.
Fanakolo. I may have heard of this. I read a book about a guy who immigrated from
Malawi.
So
they met up because they had migrant workers from all over the place who didn't have a common language, and they didn't want to teach them a language that was actually going to be economically useful to them because then they'd go and get a job somewhere else. So they needed to have a language that allowed them to communicate with the mine workers and allowed the mine workers to communicate with each other, but that wouldn't then give them a skill that was marketable. So they made this language up called Fanakolo, which is, it's got bits of Zulu, all sorts of different languages in it, but it has, no, it's a very authoritarian, it is actually, I just thought when you were saying it was a language that I don't like to hear Fanakolo spoken. Very, there's no please or thank you or would you mind or could you or, you know, let's do something together. It's all do this, do that, yes sir, well, words that allow you to be subservient and words that allow you to be authoritarian, but not words that allow you to be polite to each other. And what there's a number of interesting aspects to it. One of the interesting aspects of it is that, in a sense, mine workers have claimed it as their own. And so there's two schools of thought about Fanakolo in terms of mining reform in southern Africa. There's a view I agree with, which is that people should learn an economically useful language. I find it fascinating that if you want to learn English when you go to work on a mine site, they'll give you classes, but they're in your own time at the end of the shift.
Oh.
When you're fucking exhausted, of course.
Of course.
And you know, when you probably rather be home with your family, but when you first start working in the mine, in the gold mining industry, they'll give you 3 months classes in Fanakolo in paid time.
Wow.
And so they'll say, oh no, we're trying to phase it out, and then they do things like that. There's quite a lady over there, one of the things the industry agreed was to phase out Fanakolo. There's been a real backlash against it. And in a sense, you don't know so much about all the terrible labour issues at the moment with all sorts of rival unions, and like one of the things that this rival union has got some traction over is not to get rid of Fanakolo because people see it. Mine workers see it as a part of their identity almost.
Wow, so it's changed a lot.
Yeah, well, it's still not an economically useful language, but you know, it doesn't give you a marketable skill, but it's ours in a sense, you know, something we speak. But it's not a real language. But as long as the mine workers don't get legitimate opportunities to learn an economically useful language like English,
it's a very interesting language, and the politics around it, as I suggested, there's one aspect of it. This is something mine workers have taken as our language. It belongs to us.
Identity.
Yeah, identity. Yeah.
So you said that the thing that made you think of it was the question I asked about which languages sound ugly.
Yeah.
Are there any other parallels you see between that situation and things here?
No.
Okay.
No, it's very different to you, because Tetum is actually a legitimate language. It is a language of communication. You talk of, so you can't talk Fanakolo to your family. You can't talk to your wife or your kids in Fanakolo.
Huh.
The only place that's useful is on the mine site.
Do any women speak it, or is it mostly...
Yeah, well, women might want to speak it. And I guess it constitutes another camp, well, it's around mining camps, would probably speak it too.
But yeah, the horse.
Cool.
Yeah, there must be some stuff written about it. A friend of mine's written about it.
How long ago about was that?
When it was created?
Yeah.
I think the early part of the 20th century, when mining first really got going in southern Africa.
Okay.
South Africa, gold mining.
I've read a book recently about a guy from Malawi who went down to South Africa thinking he would get a good job, and I have a vague memory of him talking about this, having to learn this thing in this book. It's a horrible story. I blocked most of it out.
Oh.
Everyone died.
Yeah, everyone does die.
Everyone died violently. It wasn't just like, oh, so-and-so got, you know, the cop.
Mining accident or?
Murders, mining accidents. He ran away from the mines, and then he was pursued by police and tribal. There was some tribal issues.
Is it fiction or is it?
I think it's a true story, but I think it's based on a true story. It's called... Oh, it's the guy's first name. Oh, and it starts off in Malawi, but it's been a while since I've read it. It's about 4 or 5 months ago, so now I've forgotten. It was really good. It was so good that I cried for like 20 minutes when it was over. One of those books.
So, because a lot of the mines have a lot of silica, and exposure to silica, even if you don't get silicosis, predisposes you to TB.
Is that right? Wow.
Yeah. And so, it's, so what's interesting is when you compare the mine, there's countries in Southern Africa that send labourers to the South African mines, and countries in Southern Africa that don't. And the countries that don't send labour to Southern African mines, they've met their test on TB targets, and those countries that haven't send people to the
Yeah, that's pretty bad stuff. Wow. Well, thanks for telling me that. That's cool.
Yeah, it's a more for a linguist. It's an interesting
And I love...
how it made up language has developed its cultural identity.
Yeah.
Different to what its intention was.
I call them conlangs, and I love them. Like, generally, they're not... they don't have this sort of negative background.
What doesn't, sorry?
We call them conlangs, short for constructed language.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And there's lots of these that just sort of pop up around the world, but they're usually with mostly positive aspects, not this sort of negative creation sort of story. That's really interesting. Of course, good stuff. Okay.